This is WSKG News. One of the least expensive insurers on the New York Health Insurance Exchange will be gone by the end of the year. Michelle Fast reports federal and state regulators intervened to shut down a health insurance co-op.
Health Republic Insurance of New York is the fourth health insurance co-op to get the axe this year. With about 200,000 enrollees, it's also the largest. Spokesperson for the New York State Department of Financial Services, Matt Anderson, says the co-op was on the road to financial insolvency.
The premiums that they charged were too low and didn't ultimately cover their expenses.
Michael Capaldo is a board member for the New York Association of Health Underwriters. He doesn't see this as a good sign for the new approach to insurance that started with seed funding from the federal government.
It is the handwriting on the wall. Unless you have an extraordinarily supportive and unique marketplace, there are one or two co-ops, I believe, that are thriving.
There are about two dozen health co-ops in the country. New York customers will need to find new policies before their coverage ends at the end of the year. In Rochester, I'm Michelle Faust for WSKG News.